Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his battle.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 1st of March in 2017. So we're moving right along in the year. We're still in the book of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu. We've got quite a bit to go, and we're going to be starting with chapter 33 today. I want to make a quick comment before I get into it. I was on a website tonight, and they listed 829 arrests so far in the pedophilia business that the mainstream media is not reporting. They have not arrested anybody major as far as politicians. These are all non-political civilians. So, but at least they have made, and that's in 1 month of Trump's administration. He's going after them, evidently. So that gives me a smile on my face. That's neither here nor there. I just wanted to comment that because I really ripped them the other night about some of the sites giving all this hope and they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're not doing anything. Well, this guy came up with some names and numbers. So, I give a little more credence to when they do that. That's why when I read scriptures, I always give Strong's numbers. So you can look it up. That's the whole point of a study session, to get you to study. Well, let me get a sip of ice water here to clear the pipes. And I will get into chapter 33. The word of Yahweh was to Yirmiyahu the second time, while he was yet shut up in the courtyard of the guard, saying, Thus says Yahweh the Maker, Yahweh that formed it, to establish it, Yahweh is his name. Verse 3, Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and secret things. Secret is 1219, but Surah, which you know not. Verse 4, For thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the rulers of Yehuda, which are torn down by the mounds and the sword. Those are the siege mounds, again. Verse 5, They come to fight with the Kashtim, but will fill them with the dead bodies of Adam, whom I have smitten in my anger and my fury over all those wickedness, all whose wickedness caused me to hide my face from this city. Verse 6, Behold, I will bring it health and healing, and I will heal them, and will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. This is in a future time. Verse 7, I will cause to return the captivity of Yehuda and the captivity of Israel, and will rebuild them as at the first. This is after their punishment. Verse 8, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity that they have sinned against me. I will pardon all their iniquities. And pardon is 5545. It literally means to lift up from upon them, by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. It shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and a glory to all the nations of the land, which shall hear of all the good that I do to them, and they shall fear and tremble over all the goodness and over all the peace that I will do for it. In other words, the pagan nations are going to be really afraid of Israel again, and afraid of Yahweh. That's the main thing. Verse 10, thus says Yahweh, again there shall be heard in this place that you have said shall be desolate from no Adam and no beast, in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate from no Adam and from no inhabitant and from no beast. Verse 11, and on verse 11 you can reference 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34, 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13, and 7, verse 3, and Ezra 3, verse 11, Psalms 100, verse 5, 106, verse 1, 118, verse 1, and 136, verse 1. This is verse 11 of chapter 33. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those that shall say, praise Yahweh of hosts, because Yahweh is good, for his mercy endures forever. And of those that bring the sacrifice of thanksgiving into the house of Yahweh. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, says Yahweh. In other words, when you're done with your punishment, I'm going to bring you back. Verse 12. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, again in this place which is desolate from no Adam and no beast, and in all the cities of it shall be a habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. Verse 13, in the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the Negeb, that's the southern desert region, and in the land of Binyamin, and in the places all around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Yehuda, shall the flocks pass through again under the hands of he that counts them, says Yahweh. That's the shepherd. They counted their sheep, made them pass under the rod. Verse 14, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing that I have spoken to the house of Israel and to the house of Yehuda. And verse 14 through 16 here, you can reference Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6, and Zechariah 3, verse 8, and 6, verse 12. Verse 15, in those days and at that time, this is the future, and it's a prophecy of the Messiah. In those days and at that time will I cause the sprout 6780 of righteousness 6666 to grow up 6779, pardon me, unto Dawid. It would be a descendant of David. And he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And that's the coming Messiah, Yeshua. Verse 16. In those days shall Yehuda be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell in safety, and this is that which she shall be called, Yahweh Zidkenu. Yahweh our righteousness, that's what they will call Jerusalem. Okay. Verse 17, and you can reference 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 16, 1 Kings 2, verse 4, and 1 Chronicles 17, verses 11 through 14. Now you will remember this, verse 17, because thus says Yahweh, there shall not be cut off from David a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Verse 18, and the priest of the Levium shall not be cut off from a man before me to send up burnt offerings and to burn grain offerings. And verse 18, you can reference Numbers 3, verses 5 through 10. And to send up as 5927 as the smoke ascends. To send up smoke from the burnt offerings. It always means that. And to do sacrifice all the days. Okay, well, Yeshua brought all the righteousness and all that stuff. And when he arrived, the priesthood was so polluted with Edomites. They had killed off all the Aharonic priests. There were no men of the house of Aharon, that's Aaron, left. So he says, I will give it to people that want it. And I give it to the order of Melchizedek in the English. It's Melchizedek, the king of righteousness. And who is the King of Righteousness? That is Yeshua, Messiah. Verse 19, and came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying, thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and there should not be day and night in their time, also my covenant will be broken with David my servant, so that there is not a son to reign upon his throne, not literally a son of David, but a male child of the line of David, and with the Levium the priest, my ministers. Verse 22, as the host of the sky cannot be numbered, that's the stars, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed line of David, my servant, and the Levium that minister to me. Well, they eventually went off into captivity again in the future. But there's some good things coming. But they just couldn't hold it together and started to sin again. And it was really bad during the time of the Messiah. Verse 23, moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, verse 24, see you not what this people have spoken, saying, the two clans that Yahweh has chosen, he has rejected. Thus they have rejected my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. That's Yehuda and Benjamin. Verse 25, thus says Yahweh, if my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of the sky and the land, then I will reject the seed line of Jacob and David my servant from taking from his seed line rulers over the seed line of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob. Because I will cause to return their captivity and have compassion on them. It doesn't mean they will be returned to captivity. They will be turned from captivity as dispersion. And the Hebrew style of writing is unlike our modern English, and it's very difficult to grasp it at times and anglicize it accurately because it is so different. Well, here we are. We're going to get into chapter 34 today. And let's get started with 34. And verse 1, you can reference 2 Kings 25, 1 through 11, and 2 Chronicles 36, 17 through 21. Because in Kings and Chronicles and stuff, they duplicate a lot of this stuff. Verse 1. The word which came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh when Nebuchadrezzar, they spell it and pronounce it several ways. Nebuchadnezzar or Nebuchadrezzar, it's the same guy. Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the land of the dominion of his hand, and all the people fought against Yerushalayim and against all the towns of it, saying, thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel, go and speak to Zedekiahu, king of Yehuda, and say to him, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babel, and he shall burn it with fire. And you shall not escape from his hand, but surely be captured and given into his hand. And your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babel, and he shall speak with you mouth to mouth, and you shall go to Babel. Now, he's going to have Jerusalem captured and all the houses burned. Again, referencing back to prior chapters here, because they did pagan sacrifice and worship up on their rooftops. So he's going to burn those houses because they were pagan places of worship. And Yahweh was very angry, you know. So you're going to make this a temple to Baal up on your roof? I'm going to burn your house. Can you blame him? Get a hit of this ice water. Get a little dry. Oh, that's lovely. Verse 4. Yet hear the word of Yahweh, Zedekiahu, king of Yehuda. Thus says Yahweh of you, you shall not die by the sword. You shall die in peace and with the burnings of spices as your fathers. In other words, they embalmed them with spices. The former kings which were before you, so shall they burn spices for you. And they will lament you, saying, ah, Lord. That means master. 1:13. For I have pronounced the word, declares Yahweh. That, yep, sealed. That's it. It's done. He said it. It's going to happen. Verse 6. Then spoke Yirmiyahu the prophet all these words to Zedekiahu, king of Yehuda in Jerusalem, when the army of the king of Babel fought against Jerusalem and against all the towns of Yehuda that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, because these fortified towns remained of the towns of Yehuda. Verse 8, the word that came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh after the king Zedekiahu had made a covenant with all the people that were in Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them. 1865. This refers to the sabbatical year of Jubilee, Yobalee. Okay? It's Doror. Verse 9. Let go every man his male slave and every man his female slave that is a Hebrew or Hebrewess free, that no man should use him as a slave, a Yehudi of his kinsmen. a Judahite of his kinsmen. Okay, verse 10. When all the officials and all the people that had entered into this covenant heard that every man should let go his male slave and every man his female slave free, that none should use them as a slave anymore, they heard and let them go. Verse 11. But afterward they turned, 7725, and caused to return the male slaves and the female slaves that they had let go free, and brought them into subjection. That's all one word. 3533, Wayakabishum, as male slaves and female slaves, in direct opposition to Yahweh. Verse 12. The word of Yahweh came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh, saying, verse 13, thus says Yahweh, Elohe Israel, that's the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your ancestors, your forefathers, in the day I brought them forth from the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of bondage, 5650, saying, here's verse 14, and you can reference Exodus 21, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 15, verse 12, verse 14. At the end of 7 years, let you go every man, his kinsman Hebrew, that has been sold to you. And when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from service. But your ancestors listened not to me, nor inclined their ear. They didn't even want to, they didn't even need to try to hear. Verse 15, turned you this day and did uprightly in my sight, proclaiming liberty every man to another man, and you had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. That's the temple. Verse 16, but you turned away and profaned my name, 2490, and caused to return every man his male slave and every man his female slave that you had let go free their being and brought them into subjection to be male slaves and female slaves. They just lied. Verse 17. Therefore thus says Yahweh, you have not listened to me in proclaiming liberty, every man to his kinsman and every man to another. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, declares Yahweh, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you a horror, 2189, to all the kingdoms of the land. So you wouldn't give them that liberty, I'm going to give you this liberty. It's coming, they won't listen. They won't listen. Verse 18. And I will give the men that have passed beyond, 5, 6, 7, 4, my covenant, that have not fulfilled, that's 6, 9, 6, 5, sort of as made to stand, the words of the covenant which they had made before me when they cut the calf, 5, 6, 9, 5, in twain, 8, 1, 4, 7, and passed between the halves of it, 13, 35. That was a tradition and a ceremony that they would walk between the two halves of the calf. Verse 19. The officers of Yehuda and the officers of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests and all the people of the land which passed between the halves of the calf. It was a solemn ceremony. It was not something taken lightly. Verse 20. I will give them into the hand of their hated enemies and into the hand of those that seek their lives, and their dead bodies, 5038, shall become food to the birds of the sky and to the beasts of the land. Verse 21. And Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, and his officers I will give into the hand of their hated enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of the army of the king of Babel, which has come up from upon you. In other words, they left. Verse 22, behold, I will command, declares Yahweh, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it and capture it and burn it with fire, and I will make the towns of Yehuda waste with no inhabitant. Oath breakers. They made a covenant with Yahweh and then broke it on top of all that other stuff that they had been doing. I mean, they just... they just won't quit. And Yahweh said, look, if you repent and come back to me and start doing what's right, I'll forgive you and we'll stop all this war and punishment. But no. They wouldn't have it. They saw themselves losing property. Gain. Greedy. Oh no, I can't, but he's a valuable slave and he works for free and all these excuses. And it's the same today, not with slavery, although we are slaves, we're slaves to the usurers and wage slaves, but they won't give up all their little pet things today. Things are more important than obeying Yahweh's laws. And it's just... I did a sermon called Same Old, Same Old. And again, it's same old, same old. That's not the people in CI. The people in CI have been converted. But I'm talking about the Judeo-Christians and the people that have no faith whatsoever out there. They just wander around in a daze all the time. Well, let's get into chapter 35 here. And verse 1 of chapter 35, you can reference 2 Kings 23, 36 through 24, 6. That's 23:36 through 24, verse 6. And 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7. Verse 1 of chapter 35. The word which came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh in the days of Jehoiakim, 3079, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, saying, different king. Verse 2, go to the house of the Rechabim, 7397. Those were the Rechabites. And you can see 2 Kings 10, 15 and 23. These were the men that helped kill all of the priests of Baal. They were very, very loyal, very pious people. So I'll get this verse again. Go to the house of the Rechabim and speak to them and bring them into the house of Yahweh to one of the chambers, 3957, and give them wine to drink. Okay. This is just a test because these people would not drink wine. They made an oath long ago. Verse 3, I took Ya'azaniah, 2970, the son of Yirmiyahu, 3414. This is not his son. There's another man named Yirmiyahu. The son of Kabatzinya, and his kinsmen, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabim. Verse 4. And I brought them into the house of Yahweh, to the chamber of the sons of Hanan, 2605, the son of Yigdalyahu, 3012, a man of Elohim, in other words, a prophet, a man of Elohim, that was by the chamber of the officials, which was above the chamber of Masiyahu, 4641, the son of Shalom, 7967, the keeper, the guard, in other words, 8104, of the threshold, 5592, he was the door guard. Verse 5, and I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabim bowls, 1375, full, 4392, of wine, 3196, and cups, 3563, and I said to them, drink you wine. Verse 6, but they said, we will drink no wine. For Yonadab, 3122, the son of Rechab, 7394, our ancestor, commanded upon us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons, until everlasting. Verse 7, neither shall you build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have one, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you shall live many days upon the face of the land, that you be sojourners there. People that wandered around, these people lived in tents, and they would not do any farming. They were sheep herders and did what they did, and they would not drink any wine. Verse 8, thus we have listened to the voice of Yonadab, the son of Rechab, our ancestor, in all that he has commanded us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. Verse 9, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyard, field, nor seed. Verse 10, but we have dwelled in tents, and have listened, and done all that Yonadab, our ancestor, commanded us. Verse 11, but it came to be, when Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, came up into the land, that we said, come, let us go to Jerusalem, because of the presence of the army of the Chasdim, and from the presence of the army of Aram. So we dwell at Jerusalem. In other words, they had to move to get away from all the conflagration that was going on out there. Verse 12. Then came the word of Yahweh to Yirmiyahu, saying, verse 13, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, go and say to the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive, 3947, instruction, 4148, to listen to my words, declares Yahweh. Verse 14, the words of Yonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, in other words, they stand, 6965. For unto this day they drink none, but hear their father's commandment. But I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you listen not to me. Now the rising early is a poetic usage. Verse 15, I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending, saying, turn now, every man from his evil ways, and amend, 3190, your actions, 4611, and go not after other Elohim to serve them, and you shall dwell in the land that I have given to you, and to your ancestors. But you have not inclined your ear nor listened to me. Verse 16. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father that he commanded them, but this people has not listened to me. In other words, what he's saying, look, these people are obeying their father, and their father is far less than me. Why can't you obey me? He's making an analogy. These people, the sons of Jonadab, are obedient. Why can't you be like them? Verse 17. Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, hosts, that's the host of the sky, the heavenly army, Elohim Israel, behold, I will bring upon Yehuda and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil, that's as harm, by the hand of the Kashtim, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called upon them, but they have not answered. Verse 18. And said Yirmiyahu to the house of the Rechabim, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, because you have listened to the commandment of Jonadab your father and kept all his precepts, 4, 6, 8, 7, and done according to all that he has commanded you. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not be cut off from a man to stand before me for all days or time. Yom. All he wanted was obedience. And these people were obedient. And he says, good. Good for you. I'm happy that you do this and that you are faithful and try to be righteous. Well, I got about 20 minutes. I can get this chapter 36 in. In verse 1 of chapter 36, you can reference 2 Kings 24:1, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7, and the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It came to be in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Yoshiahu, king of Yehuda, this word came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh, saying, verse 2, take you a scroll, 4039, of a book, that's Sefer, that's also a scroll, and write in it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel and against Yehuda and against all the nations from the day that I spoke to you from the days of Yoshiyahu unto this day. Verse 3. Perhaps the house of Yehuda will hear all the evil that I plan to do to them, that they may turn every man from his evil way, so that I may forgive their iniquity, again that's 5545 to lift up, and their sin, 2403. And here we go again. Verse 4, then called Yirmiyahu Baruch, 1263, the son of Neriah, 5374. This is the same Baruch that wrote the Apocalypse of Baruch that Pastor Eli and Pastor Greg Howard are doing the series on. Same guy. And wrote from the mouth of Yirmiyahu all the words of Yahweh which he had spoken to him upon a scroll of a book. Verse 5, and commanded Yirmiyahu to Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go to the house of Yahweh. In other words, he was not allowed to leave the courtyard of the guard. It's under house arrest. Verse 6, therefore go you and read the scroll, that's 7121, that's call aloud, read the scroll that you have written from my mouth, the words of Yahweh, in the ears of the people in the house of Yahweh upon the day of fasting. 6685, that was Yom Kippur. And also you shall read them in the ears of all Yahuda that come from their towns. They were coming there for the day of Yom Kippur, for the great fast. He wanted it read on that day. That's Yahweh's commandment. It's his day. Verse 7. Perhaps they will present 5307 their supplication 8467 before Yahweh and will turn every man from his evil ways, for great is the anger and the fury that Yahweh has pronounced against this people. Verse 8. And Baruch the son of Neriah did all that was commanded by Yirmiyahu the prophet, reading the scroll of the words of Yahweh in the house of Yahweh. Verse 9. And it was in the fifth year of Jehoiakim the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before Yahweh to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people that came from the towns of Yehuda to Jerusalem. This was not Yom Kippur, this fast. This was a special fast day. Verse 10, then read Baruch from the scroll the words of Yirmiyahu in the house of Yahweh in the chamber of Gemaryahu, 1587, the son of Shaphan, 8227, the scribe, in the higher courtyard at the entrance of the new gate of the house of Yahweh in the ears of all the people. And that's 241, that's Aznay, as in the hearing of. Verse 11. When heard, Mikayehu, 4321, the son of Gemaryahu, the son of Shaphan, from out of the scroll all the words of Yahweh. Verse 12. He went forth unto the house of the king into the chamber of the scribe, and lo, all the officials sat there. Elishama, 476, the scribe, and Delayahu, 1806, the son of Shemaiah, 8098, and Elnathan, 494, the son of Achbor, 5907, and Gemaryahu, 1587, the son of Shaphan, and Zidkiyahu, 6667, the son of Kanania, and all the officials, that's the king and all his people. Verse 13, then declared 5046 Mikayehu unto them all the words he had heard when read Baruch the scroll in the ears of the people. Verse 14, sent all the officials to Baruch Yaudi, 3065, the son of Netanyahu, 5418. Does that sound familiar? Netanyahu, the son of Shelemyahu, 8018, the son of Cushi, 3570, saying the scroll, 4039, and that is Megillah, that you read in the ears of the people, take in your hand and come. So took Baruch, the son of Neriah, the scroll in his hand and went to them. And 15, and they said to him, sit down now and read it in our ears. They wanted to hear it firsthand. So read Baruch in their ears. It was, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid. 6:3-4:2. One man and another, and said to Baruch, "We will surely report to the king of all these words." Surely report is 5046 doubled, and that's Haged Nagid. Verse 17. And of Baruch they ask, saying, "Tell us now, how did you write all these words from his mouth?" Verse 18. Let me get a drink of water here. Said to them Baruch, "By his mouth he proclaimed to me all these words, and I wrote with ink upon the scroll." 19. Then said the officials to Baruch, "Go, hide you," 5:6-4:1, "and Yirmiyahu, and let no man know where you are." Verse 20. And they went to the king in the courtyard, but they laid up, 6:4-8:5, the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and reported all the words in the ears of the king. Verse 21. So sent the king Yaudi to take up the scroll, and he took it from the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and read Yaudi in the ears of the king and in the ears of all the officials which stood by the king. These were all the high muckety mucks of the kingdom. Verse 22. The king sat in his winter house. That's 2779 winter, in the ninth, 8671 month, with a brazier, 254, burning before him. Verse 23. And it was when read Yaudi three or four columns, he rent it with the knife of the scroll and cast it into the fire that was upon the brazier. Verse 24. Yet they were not afraid, 6:3-4:2, nor rent their garments, the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. They're very arrogant. Verse 25. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delyahu and Gemaryahu had made intercession to the king not to burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. Of course not. He's an arrogant ass. Verse 26. But commanded the king Yerachmeel, 3396, the son of Hamelech, 4429, and Sarayahu, 8304, the son of Azriel, 5837, and Shelemyahu, 8018, the son of Abdeel, 5655, to take Baruch the scribe and Yirmiyahu the prophet. But Yahweh hid them. Yeah, good luck finding them. It's like when Yeshua disappeared in the middle of all the Jews that wanted to kill him. He just, poof. He walked through them. They didn't see him. Couldn't see him. That's what you get when you mess with Yahweh and his son. Verse 27. Then the word of Yahweh came to Yirmiyahu, after the king had burned a scroll, and the words that Baruch had written from the mouth of Yirmiyahu, saying, "Return and take up another scroll and write upon it all the former words that were upon the first scroll, which Jehoiakim the king of Yehuda burned. You shall say to Jehoiakim the king of Yehuda, thus says Yahweh, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written upon it, saying, the king of Babel shall certainly come and destroy this land and shall cause to cease from it Adam and beast. Didn't like what it said. He's whining and crying, like the libtards today are whining and crying. Oh, we don't like what Trump's doing. We don't care that he was elected. Verse 30. Therefore, thus says Yahweh upon Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out, 7993, in the day to the parching heat, 2721, and in the night to the frost, 7140. He's going to throw his body out on a heap. Verse 31, and I will visit punishment upon him and upon his seed line and upon his servants for their iniquity, 5771, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Yehuda all the evil, that's harm, that I have pronounced upon them, but they listen not. Verse 32. Then Yirmiyahu took another scroll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, who wrote upon it from the mouth of Yirmiyahu all the words of the scroll which Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, had burned in the fire, and there were added, 3254, more, 5750, unto them many like, 1992, words. So he added two. What he had burned. He didn't like the first one, so he's getting more of it in the second one. Okay, that ends chapter 36 and the reading for today. I have about 8 minutes here or less. There's a great analogy between the kings and the leaders and the rulers and the important high monkey mucks back then to what we have seen, especially during Barack Obama Lama Ding Dong's administration. And now the ones that are left and are hearing the bad news, just like these people in Jerusalem, they're not liking what they're hearing, so they're throwing a hissy fit. Well, they're doing that today. They're throwing hissy fits all over the place and lying and complaining. Oh, we don't like this. I don't want my way. It's disgusting. They're not going to get their way. I think Yahweh has a hand in it. I think Trump is really getting them upset. He better watch himself because they kill people left and right. These evil people might try to kill this man. And I hope they don't succeed. I'll pray for this man and wish him well as long as he's doing Yahweh's will. And he's issuing orders and getting things and making people obey the law that already exists. And if he goes after these filthy child molesters and these scammers that have been bleeding people dry, like the Clinton Foundation and a bunch of others, if he goes after them, he better be 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Because look at all the deaths following Hillary. If he goes after Hillary, there is nobody, I think, around more vicious than she is. I fear for Trump's life. I really do. And I just think I get a kick out of him myself. He just makes me laugh because he just gets right in their face. And is unashamed about it. He just, you know, hey, guess what? You're not going to like this, but this is what I'm going to do. Oh, no. Here he comes again. Well, it's interesting times. Like the old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. We're in Jacob's trouble right now, folks. And this might buy us a little bit of time to get more prepared. I know it's causing a panic, and the Jewish owners of all the internet sites, the search engine and stuff, are in full censorship mode. Anybody that's saying anything or permitting to be said on their website, something that they don't like, they cut them off. Cut them off. They cannot stand the truth. They just can't. It drives them over the edge. So, tough toenails, guys. How's it feel to be on the losing end for a change? We're seeing a little progress. I hope this Pizzagate thing really mushrooms and gets big. I would like to see, personally would like to see some major arrests. I'm not going to count on it. I'm cynical. I'm an old man. I've been around a long time and have seen a lot of promises, okay? This news of these arrests, 829 that I added up from the guy's website. I did see some other things about California and some other stuff, but these are not big federal arrests of politicians. And that's what we really need. We need to send a signal to the very top that this scummy practice that they're engaged in has got to stop. And we need to lock some of these people up. I don't think they would execute them. They're very light on sentences, especially if they're rich and they have a lot of influence. So, we'll just have to wait and see. We're in the waiting mode right now. He's only been in a short time in office. If Jeff Sessions really gets a machine going to really nail these creeps, it'll be good. We need to pray for time. Pray for Israel, people. Pray for your brothers and sisters and the pastors here at EFR. Please, we need your prayers. And pray for our safety, and pray that Yahweh will bless us with health so we can continue doing what we're doing. None of us are youngsters. Eli and I are up there. Okay, I'll be 70 in July. I'm not a spring chicken. Eli's still working. He's a bulldog. Just a marvelous man all the way around. Getting things together for Passover here and next month. And I'm saving my shekels so I can have food. I've got a bunch of matzah in my closet. I'm trying to use up anything with leaven in it. And if I have to pour out a bunch of flour, that's how it is. And I've got baking soda and baking powder, and that's going to have to go. I have to buy new. Man, that's perfectly good stuff. Yes, and it's going down the trash chute. I obey that commandment. I will not have leaven in my house. I will not eat anything with leaven in it. The commandments are commandments. They're not suggestions. Time to go. I'll talk to you all tomorrow on the 2nd, and we'll start in chapter 37. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the